the review show after Nottingham Forest nil Liverpool one. Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and Neil Atkinson to go through this one. Sean, we talked about the end of something, the end of a run in the last show. Wonder how much of that's been in Jurgen Klopp's mind going into this one with his team selection, and also just a couple of selections that he might have had pre-planned for this for a while. You know, thinking particularly around giving the fullbacks a rest before Trent's injury, but also maybe identifying Elliot in this one as someone who played in the Championship last year, had all that experience for the season. Maybe this is one he outlined for him going into it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've also got the, I mean, loads of things that he's had to consider off the back of Arsenal. He probably hasn't had too much chance to breathe, but I think he's done the right thing in that he's been, aware of the size of the Egypt-Senegal game. And obviously, with Salah being ruled out, they've then taken the decision, I think rightly, to then remove Mane from the squad. And reading between the lines, it looks like he's probably been on the bench as a sort of emergency break glass option, if you will. And I think that's the right call to make in those circumstances. But it shows how many plates in his mind he's got to spin in such a short space of time. In terms of the shape of the midfield, and I think it's interesting they know they're going to be without Trent, and I know we'll come on to it. I think it's interesting, A, the fact that they pick Elliot and Oxlade-Chamberlain, but B, I think it's also very interesting at where they both play, because I certainly got that wrong when the team selection dropped. Klopp normally is quite regimental in terms of where he puts players. Once they've had a bit of a run in certain roles, doesn't seem too keen to move them, unless it's something like a Milner, of course, who's got to fill in certain spaces. And obviously he's got the options off the bench that with the five subs as well. But I think it's you can see that he's obviously knows that this international break, I mean, we could all do without it. He seriously could do without it. And there's some big games in there, and he's got to. It's hard. We could have gotten off that the cup having factored that in. So we're really lucky that we had the draw that we had, because if that had been a way to, I don't know, West Ham. As an example, like I'm not sure the manager could have done a lot differently in the circumstances there. So it just shows you sometimes, you do need a Man City S draw, don't you? With the circumstances that we face right now, and he's just going to be open that he's given as many players as he can a break because it's out of his control what happens now for 2 weeks.
Second time in a game, Neil, where second time in as many games, I should say, where we've seen quite a considerable, maybe more than usual, amount of quality left on the bench with the factor in mind that, this is a game that might have to be won in the last 30 rather than the first 60. They've got it quite a bit right with this in the last couple of games and throughout the season, I'd say. But I mean, just Sean touched on what you expected when you seen the team drop. Were you the same in terms of, where you expected certain players to be and how that then panned out?